It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Children, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
Filling in is Andy Pate, party of choice.
And we're back for hour number two. This is Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Walt McLean and Luke Cashman. Luke, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me again.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for the pressure?
I'm always ready.
We're doing movie rentals.
Okay.
We expect the best. Usually, you know, I'm under intense pressure from John and Richard, that father-son team, that dynamic duo, who push me to my limits.
I interesting. I didn't realize that they put that much pressure on you and that you felt that way.
They do.
Do we need to talk it out?
I cry a lot afterward.
You do?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm okay now. Yeah,
do
I'm
we
getting,
need to speak softly
I'm
so
getting,
that you feel safer?
It helps.
Okay.
I'm getting counseling. I'm seeing somebody wonderful
Good.
Who's really, really helping me and understands who I am. Okay. We are doing movies to honor John Rush, who I don't know if you noticed, he isn't here.
I'm still hanging on what you just said. That sounded intense. Are you okay?
I am okay.
Okay.
Charlie, can we get Andy a couple numbers for some people to talk to?
Yes. By the way, folks, if you have any movie ideas for, because John is gone, vacation movies. So if you have any ideas for vacation movies or just want to offer me some good counseling, apparently I need it. The number here is 303-477-5600. John Rush is waiting on the text line, so he'll relay them to me. If you have any movie ideas or counseling ideas, that is 307-200-8222. Once again, 307-200-8222. If you have any ideas for the text line, are you ready?
Ooh, I don't know. Apparently, you put a lot of pressure on this. I didn't realize it was that intense.
Yeah, personally, I don't think you're up to it.
I usually never am.
Those okay. are fighting words.
Now, the vacation movies are too easy to start, so I'm going to give those to you guys because I just, you know, that's just too easy. I'm going to start with Rush Hour 2.
Okay.
Remember? They were on vacation.
Rush Hour 2?
Yes, they were on vacation in China.
Uh-huh.
And they went over there, and he got mad. And at one point, they're going to a place, basically a brothel, or you get massages.
Massages.
And Chris Tucker is trying to choose which one.
These Robert Kraft massages?
Yeah. Basically, Robert Kraft massages.
Okay.
And he's got to choose from a big group of girls, and he's having a hard time. Here we go.
I'll take that one right there. She got to come.
Oh, yes. She's very nice.
She is nice, but I hurt my back and my neck, and I need a little bit more massage, you know. So I'm going to take her in the pink, too.
Oh, yes.
And let me get her. Hey, baby. And then I'm going to have her. Can I get her, too? And her right there. She good with feet?
Oh, yes.
What are you doing?
She said I can have any girl I want in here, man. Calm down. Wait a minute.
Well, hurry up.
What's wrong with you? You don't jump in front of a black man in a buffet line. Calm down.
What the friend have big appetites. Please, follow her upstairs into the quiet room.
There ain't gonna be no quiet room no more.
Oh,
Chris,
my.
Chris Tucker. Man, I love that guy.
Was he awesome in the Rush Hour movies? I think the first one was better. It was fresher, but the second one was hilarious.
He's awesome in anything he does. He's just absolutely hilarious.
Okay, how are we going to go? Shall we go Luke next and kind of go in this circle here?
Sounds like it.
Sure.
Luke, you're up.
All right. I don't know how strict the vacation part of the vacation movie is.
I'm only strict with Richard and John. You guys don't worry about it.
Fair enough, because I was going to say, you know, take it of a bit of a twist, Midsommar. That horror movie.
The horror movie that's like a...
That's
like in Sweden or someplace like that. I mean, they all looked like they were in Sweden.
Yeah, they
looked like ABBA, remember?
After a girl's parents die, she goes on a vacation to some weird like pagan. It's in a horror. It's a horror movie that takes place entirely in the middle of the day. No dark scenes. No crazy jump scares. Bright sunlight the whole time, and it is terrifying. But it's a vacation.
It's terrifying. It is.
It is. Interesting.
I did the review of that, and Charlie kept playing the music from ABBA.
From ABBA?
Yeah, because everybody in the...
I don't know that one either.
All the bad people looked like they were in ABBA.
Huh.
Yes. By the way...
I don't think I've ever seen ABBA either.
You know, I don't think...
I know.
I know you're young, but haven't you heard ABBA songs? Did you ever see the movie Get Smart?
Get Smart. Get Smart. With...
Rock is in it.
The Rock and Kevin Hart? No, The Rock and...
No,
I don't know that one.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, you need to see it. It's fine.
I am failing.
You are totally failing.
I am not
going
to be invited back
My gosh,
anymore.
I don't know if you're going to make it.
I'm glad he's questioning you and not me, because I also don't know any of these movies.
Oh, yeah, I know this song.
This is the kind of music you dance to all the time. Be honest.
There is no dancing coming from me. I can assure you.
When you're out
of
there working on a work site, is this pumped through your headphones?
I don't wear headphones. That's a safety violation, Andy.
And here's me and Richard singing. Here we go.
OSHA's going to knock
OSHA's going to get me. You're going to get me in trouble.
Did you know Richard and I had voices this high?
Oh, my goodness. Well.
It's impressive.
It's.
I'm the alto. He's the soprano.
What is happening right now?
Okay.
This feels like the fever dream part of Midsommar.
Okay, we're going to get to you, Walt, next. But one last thing. Luke, have you noticed how many scary movies start with a vacation?
There's a lot.
Out in the woods. It's always in the woods.
Cabin in the Woods. I have that on my list, too. Another vacation movie. Another horror movie.
We will come back to it. Walt, you're up next. Are you man enough? Can you follow ABBA?
Here I am going from, you know, Midsommar horror or whatever to ABBA to, I mean, I got to go back to something. I'm a funnier guy. These are pretty simple, but I can watch them 100 times over and over. But the Grown Ups movies. The Grown Ups movies with Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
And I Kevin James. I love those kind of mindless movies where you can sit there and just kind of, just laugh hysterically at totally stupid, pointless humor. And I think the grown-ups do that. I think the first one, they go on vacation to the cabin. And then the second one, do they go back to the cabin? I can't remember where it's at.
I can't remember.
Or they bought a house.
Aren't those great to tune out on a weekend?
I love those kind of movies.
I mean, you're sitting there on a Saturday afternoon. You do not want to do yard work. You want to rebel. And so you watch something like that. I love it.
Yep. Absolutely. So I'm a huge fan of pretty much any Adam Sandler movie. I feel like they're all basically the same exact same thing, which I could care less. I hope he keeps doing those exact same things. I know every now and then he'll throw out, a different style of movie, but I love his mindless, funny movies.
I agree. Okay, but you know what? We need to get violent.
What?
I'm feeling kind of violent.
Okay.
Do you always feel violent? I mean, we're guys. No. Okay, I never do, actually. But we're
Charlie, where's that number at for that person to talk to?
Please, someone call quickly.
Okay, but I'm just trying to lead into a movie that was violent, and it was a terrific movie, and it actually really got going with a vacation. It's Taken.
Taken.
Yeah, remember when his daughter goes with a friend over to Europe?
Yep.
I guess you're right.
And they're stupid. They're not looking out for themselves at all because they're chumps.
Yep.
And they get taken advantage of. And then he's got to go. He's got to find them. Well, this is right toward the end. When he's got one guy cornered in an elevator.
Okay, we can resolve this. I know how you feel. We should talk. Okay, we can work this out.
You have no idea.
Where is she?
Please understand. Please try.
There's a boat by the quay. Please understand, it was all business. It wasn't personal.
It was all personal to me.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's so good.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so good. You look at my monitor, I actually had it. That's number 13 for me.
Well, don't you love movies where the bad guy really gets it? I love those revenge-type movies.
I just
take them down.
Yes, absolutely.
John Wick.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
John Wick.
John Wick. That's another one that you watch a million times over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not a vacation movie, but... a good movie.
That's a movie I'd watch on vacation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Luke, lighten things up a little, or maybe not. What do you got?
Oh, gosh. You're asking the wrong person to lighten things up. I don't have
Go
an
heavy,
answer
then.
So much as a question.
Okay.
All right.
Is Jurassic Park a
absolutely.
Vacation movie?
Absolutely.
Heck
it
yeah,
is number
it is.
Seven on mine. Doggone
Excellent.
It, you took it.
All right.
It. Absolutely it is. Anywhere, anytime you go to Hawaii,
yeah,
it's a vacation.
Exactly, exactly. It's a classic. It's a classic.
I know. You have an entire island where they're going there just to visit, and they get to look at pretty dinosaurs because they're all very happy.
And nothing bad ever happens.
Never.
Because it's a wholesome family movie.
What is your what is your favorite killing? Is it the lawyer?
Off the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good
one.
It
almost has to be.
I mean, because it's all one gulp. He doesn't even get torn apart.
I don't know. I think also the one of the fun ones is in the most recent. I guess it's not the most recent one. Number five, I think it is. But when the Indominus Rex gets eaten by the
big water one
by the big whale. The whale, the whale alligator mixture thing.
I totally forgot.
Oh, my son's gonna be so mad at me for not knowing the name of that dinosaur.
I have a friend who's obsessed with dinosaurs, and the fact that I can't remember its name, I'm never gonna live it down.
Okay, I gotta be honest though. For me, the creepiest was in the second one, where all the little dinosaurs.
Oh yeah.
Oh, pick that. Yeah.
Rip that guy to pieces.
It's a tough one.
Okay.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
The first set of three. Or the second set of three. So I call
like
the originals or the Chris Pratt versions.
Oh, originals.
The originals? Really?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The third one sucked. So the originals were going down fast, but the first ones didn't have that freshness of the first. I mean, the second three didn't have the freshness of that first one. The first one was so great.
The first one was amazing because nothing like that had ever been done before. Spielberg just absolutely destroyed that. So, yeah, I agree that. Just like with anything in life, nothing's ever going to be good as the original.
Yeah. But that's why I
think that Chris Pratt does such an amazing job with the most recent ones. Again, those are, I think, super
I totally agree. Hey, before we go to you, Walt, we got Ed in Lakewood. Ed, you got some ideas?
I do. You guys were talking about the vacation movies.
Yeah.
The one you're thinking of was Grown Ups with Kevin James and Adam Sandler.
Yes.
That just tore me up. I just could not help but bust up laughing when they're in the kiddie pool and
oh yes,
you know, they go to the bathroom and it turns blue.
Dad, are you making a wee wee? Or a sissy? Not a wee wee. It was a sissy.
A sissy.
Yes,
yeah, that was my favorite right there.
Do you have another one, Ed, or is that it?
It's
hard. Isn't it?
That's all I can think of right now.
Is nobody going to go Chevy Chase here?
No, it's too obvious.
Oh, yeah, Vacation. Yeah, Vacation.
There's like 26 of them, and they literally, when the title is Vacation, it's like low-hanging fruit.
Okay, okay. Yeah, but you got to do it, and we are going to turn that one over to Ed. Ed, just tell me this. What's your favorite, Vacation or Christmas Vacation, or do you have another?
I like Vacation.
Yeah.
It's got John Candy.
I know. It's so classic.
Yeah.
All right, Ed, you win. You get to use the best one. Thanks, sir.
Have a good one.
You bet. Have a good one. All right, Walt, close us out for this time through, and then I'll go to break.
Well, you see, you go and you lead that up. My next one was Vegas Vacation with Nick Papagiorgio, but you took away my vacation one.
No, do it.
No.
Go with that because we only talked about two of them.
Vegas Vacation, I think, is absolutely hilarious.
It is
you know, everything from the weird blackjack dealer, I'm on fire, to Wayne Newton, Charlie from the top rope over there with Wayne Newton is in that movie. Yes, he is. I forgot. Who's the female actor? It's not Suzanne Somers. It's who's the blonde that falls in love with Wayne Newton and wants to go to his house? Yeah, whoever
Beverly
his wife.
Beverly D'Angelo?
Is it D'Angelo?
Was it?
I can't remember for sure.
Woohoo! I nailed it.
Nicely done. But
Thank you.
And then the character of Nick Papagiorgio is just absolutely hilarious. So
okay.
Vegas Vacation's a great one for me.
That's classic. Absolute classic. Okay, when we come back, we'll do some more. But first, American National Insurance, fires, blizzards, and just things going wrong. You need someone who always treats you right. Make sure you have coverage you need in unpredictable times by calling Paul Leuenberger at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, affordable interest mortgage with Kurt Rogers. Kurt Rogers would love to help with your mortgage needs. Maybe you want to move, upgrade, buy a second home, or just refinance. Doesn't matter, Kurt's your guy. Call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Andy, Walt, Luke. We are going to it with vacation movies. Are you ready for another round?
Absolutely.
All right, but let us lead it off with, we got some texters who have come in here, and John has relayed them. He says, this is probably on Andy's list. No, it is not, John. Chipmunks Abroad.
I'll be honest. I didn't know they made any more than the first one.
Paul, is that one of the anim, like the, I know, aren't there like cartoon ones and then like semi-animated ones?
Semi-animated. I'm pretty sure it's a semi-animated one. One of those where it's real life and they kind of CGI them in.
Yes. Interesting. I don't know this one. It sounds like I need to check that out.
Do you imagine yourself with CGI chipmunks around your home? I know that you have a lot of weird things that you think about.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
I think...
Do they sing Christmas songs?
Yes. And that might be the voice that I hear in my head every day. It's the chipmunks.
I thought
maybe they are real. Maybe
I
they
thought
really
so.
I thought they were just fake. I thought they're a figment of my imagination. Maybe
surrounded
they're real.
By people having psychotic episodes.
Well, we can't help you.
So far you're the only one who doesn't need help.
Yeah.
Well, you and Charlie. Charlie's doing okay. No. He's looking. No, he's crying. Okay, so you're the only one who doesn't need help, Luke. That's pretty cool. Next is Hangover.
Hangover.
That is great. And, you know, Walt, I want you to talk about Hangover.
Vegas is always one of those quick, simple vacations. Or you say it's a quick, simple vacation. But it always seems that the best stories come out of any sort of vacation in Vegas. And Hangover, the movie, is, you know, of course, that doesn't let any of that down.
How about just hilarious?
Absolutely hilarious. What is everyone's favorite scene in this movie? I'll go first. My favorite scene is when they walk in back into their hotel room, and Mike Tyson and his bodyguards are in there, and they're listening to Phil Collins and the Tigers in the bathroom, and Mike Tyson knocks out Zach Galifianakis.
Well, you stole it, so there you go.
It has to be the best one, right? Best part?
Sure.
Oh, hilarious, sure. Hilarious. Next one we got was Great Outdoors, Suck My Wake.
That's a
quote from there. And finally, one that I was going to mention anyway, so I'm going to use it as one of mine, okay?
Okay.
City Slickers,
I had that.
What a classic. Billy Crystal just was unleashed with one-liners throughout the entire movie. And here they're all going to a dude ranch because basically they're all in midlife crisis and they need to discover themselves again. So they go to this dude ranch where they're not just going to vacation, they're actually going to take care of the herd and bring in the herd of cows, bring in, you know, all the cattle.
Yep.
Okay.
You know, and bring it through this canyon. It's going to be dangerous and all that. I just thought not only was it hilarious, but it was very touching. I thought throughout.
I can't remember. Andy, are you going to bring up a movie that starts after the year 2000?
Yes.
Not
with that one. Not with that. Look, first of all, that got that got texted in. It's really good. And,
It is a really good movie, but I'm having a hard time remembering these. When I watched them back in, you know, 1998, I think is when.
Do you realize that the two of you, if you combined your ages, are still younger than me, I think?
Really?
I don't think that that's true. That's impossible.
What are you, 14? I know the beard has come in a bit.
The beard is strong with this one. How old do you think I am, Andy?
Luke is in his 50s, but he ages well.
Interesting.
Believe it or not.
I have no idea how old you are, Walt.
Be your guess? Let's play a little game here.
I don't know, 35, 40.
Oh, you stole mine. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Oh, well, you guys are right 30s. On 37.
Okay, but I was saying that because you said how old you are. Yeah, I cheated. Okay, how old are you, Luke?
That's a great question. I think I'm 23. I stopped counting after 20.
35 and 23, you put those together, it's 58, I'm 57. Or you're 37. Okay, so together you're 60, I'm 57.
See, we got
you. So you guys are old. Man, I'm in my prime.
See, look at you go. We're just trying to keep up with you, Andy.
I mean, you guys are in your last few gasping moments in here. I've still got it all ahead of me.
Absolutely. Listen, Andy, if I look half as good as you when I'm your age, man, I will be doing great.
I know. Yeah, I'm just excited about it. Okay, Luke. I did City Slickers.
Luke is never going to come back again when it's just you and I. He might come in and help out with you guys and Richard, but
no, I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah, well, you're the only one who wasn't crying at the break. The rest of us were tearing up over some of these movies.
Yeah.
Okay, Luke, do you have another horror movie? What do you got?
No, I got a regular movie this time.
I want Something in the Woods.
I promise.
Okay, go ahead.
Home Alone 2.
Yes.
New York.
New York.
I had that on number 10 on
Back
my list.
Back before it was, terrible.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. Macaulay Culkin, by the way, got pretty funny on TV.
Really?
He's actually really funny.
Interviews and stuff like that. He didn't play any characters, but just he was on every nighttime show.
Random tidbit of knowledge, yeah. And I'm pretty sure that this is accurate. I mean, of course, I read it on the interweb, so it has to be true.
Has to.
But there was one of the shows, I think it was The Big Bang Theory, that before they went to Sheldon Cooper, they went to Macaulay Culkin and asked him to play that role, and he turned it down.
Serious?
And that's how. Is it Jim Parsons? I think not. Jim Parsons. Is that Sheldon Cooper's name?
I have no idea.
Actually,
I thought it was
John Parsons.
Okay.
That's how he ended up taking that role. Was I think they offered it to Macaulay Culkin first, and he turned it down, and they went to Parsons. It was something with The Big Bang Theory.
Now, do you think that's one of those career moves that he totally regrets, or do you think he was just like, no, it just wasn't me?
That guy, I don't think Macaulay Culkin can
have
regret anything. He's got a never-ending bank account.
I mean, have you seen some of the stuff that happened, not super recently, but previously recently? Apparently, he went really downhill, got super addicted to drugs,
and
really fell off, and now he's doing better. It's quite the roller coaster.
And he still has a loaded bank account, even after all of those drugs and stuff. So I think he's got a never-ending bank account.
Wait a minute. Well, you were next, but since we're talking about going downhill into drugs and everything, I got to do one of mine.
Okay, let's do it.
Then you're next. Oh, The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan.
Parent Trap.
My favorite drunk.
That's my favorite drunk.
My favorite drunk.
Oh, my
God. Lindsay Lohan. And I'm not sure of this, but I've heard word, because she made this as a little girl, that this was the last time she was seen sober.
Oh,
I think this
gosh.
Was it. This is her last chance.
Oh, man. That was a great movie.
Do you realize that whatever state she lives in, auto insurance rates go up? Just because, you never know if she's out there. Where you're driving, it's not safe.
Can we say this stuff about people? Are we allowed to do this?
Yeah, because I'm not serious.
Charlie, are we going to get in trouble?
I actually, let me tell you what I actually think of Lindsay Lohan. I think she's one of the most talented young actresses who came along for comedy. She was funny.
She was awesome.
And she's a good singer. She's a good dancer. She was actually very talented. And, by the way, she has come out of those problems,
absolutely,
from what I heard.
Yes.
And hopefully it's going to be fine.
I've heard the same thing. And she's actually, my wife's, I don't know if she's allowed, or I'm supposed to admit this for her or not, but she's the star of my wife's all-time favorite movie, and that's Mean Girls.
Mean Girls?
Mean Girls.
That's your wife's all-time favorite
movie? She loves that. She just laughs hysterically at that movie.
Does your wife?
It might not be
your
all-time favorite,
but
it's one of her favorites.
Does she wear the Santa outfits for you?
I wish.
I'm trying to get mine too.
I wish.
So far, it's not going well.
Yes, I.
Does this qualify as a marital issue that she won't wear the Santa outfit?
Hmm. I don't know. Maybe you should ask the counselor whenever Charlie gets you that number.
No, I don't want to talk to the counselor. Already said he says no. She has good taste.
Oh,
he sided with her. He always does.
Okay,
we've never had counseling, but we probably will after this show. Walt, why don't you close this out and then we'll go to break?
Since you guys are taking all my good ones, I'm going to go with, after I make fun of you for going pre-2000s, I'm going to go back to one of my favorites, of course, Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh,
I mean,
to an old movie.
I know I just admitted that, but I can't go away from it. I'm following your trend right now, and then I'll get back into the more recent ones after break. But
well, besides which, I'm bitter because you took one of mine.
Yeah, there you go.
That was funny, wasn't it?
I
how do you even come up with that concept?
I was just going to say the same thing. Like, how do you come up with the thing? Hey, let's do two teenage guys carrying around a guy around drug lords and pretending he's alive when he's really dead. Like, who writes that? Like, what kind of napkin concept was that?
I think it's a classic.
Absolutely. It has to be.
And you're right. That is one of the better ones. Ugh. Okay, we'll come back here in a couple minutes, folks. But first, Roof Max, why does Dave Hart want you to put off roof repair? Because he did roof repairs for years, and he saw how roofs could have lasted longer, far longer, at a lower price with treatment, the kind of treatment he now provides. Call Dave at 303-710-6916, or you can find him on klzradio.com.
Save your roof with Roof Max. Avoid a total roof replacement with roof rejuvenation. Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora will spray a revolutionary soy-based product onto your roof that rejuvenates your shingles, meaning they become less brittle and more pliable. So when a hailstorm hits, your shingles have a better chance of bending instead of cracking or denting. Think about a rubber tire versus a piece of glass. Because this unique, all-natural product only soaks into the asphalt, it won't stain your gutters, and it won't change the color of your roof. In fact, it'll brighten up the color and leave it looking like new. You'll save yourself the cost of your insurance deductible, the hassle of making an insurance claim, and avoid the risk of your premiums going up sooner. Plus, you won't have to deal with the time and mess of a total roof replacement. Roof Max in South Aurora will rejuvenate your roof in a couple of hours. Call Dave Hart now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
John Rush will give you the confidence to grow. Every single one of the businesses coached by John Rush made more money last year, and most of them are either moving into larger facilities or expanding to add new locations, because all of them chose to move forward aggressively rather than letting fear hold them back. John Rush will help you take the emotions out of your decisions, starting with the way you manage your employees. Send him an email now, john@rushtoreason.com.
This happens to me far more than I think it should. Hi, this is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. I will find a word that applies and form an acrostic that becomes a teachable moment. Today's word, boys and girls, is track. Think of it. I invest in Fitbit to track my steps, calories burned, duration, and miles. I track my money and investments, and I track my projects and my progress. I track my thoughts, responsibilities, and my actions, my creative ideas, and my knowledge. T-R-A-C-K. Integrity is the connective tissue between who I am at home, through my work, and in my community. Are you tracking? Track where you go online. klzradio.com/accountable.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Blue Crush. This is Blue Crush.
Blue Crush.
Okay.
This is a theme song for Blue Crush with Kate Bosworth and... I forget the other girls' names. The surfing movie in Hawaii.
Yeah. I mean, did you get, you know, stalked by a lot of swimmers as a kid? I mean.
Did I get stalked by a lot of swimmers? Oh, my.
I feel like we're not discovering really the root of the psychotic breaks.
Well, you know.
We're digging deep.
Apparently so. I'm going to bring up all kinds of bad memories.
Well, you brought up the movie. Actually, Charlie did by playing the music.
Yes. Great movie, by the way.
By the way, folks, welcome back to Rush to Reason. 10% afternoon rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John. For, you know, a regretful John Rush. And
he's for sure beating his head against the wall wherever he's at.
He is right now. He's worried. He's
We're sorry.
Worried.
We're sorry.
And we got Walt McLean and Luke Cashman. I'm going to go next. And since you guys say that I bring up old people movies, I'm going to go really old. Okay? On Golden Pond.
Say what?
I haven't heard of that.
I know you haven't. And On Golden Pond is a movie where you have starred Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn. Okay. And they're very.
Is that Audrey Hepburn's mom?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Nice try. But oh. No. They were the grandparents, and their grandson was dumped on them for the summer up at their home in the woods, up in, you know, at a lake. And it was actually a one, it won Best Picture. in 1981. It was terrific. And at one point, this young boy, he's sitting there. He's a teenager. He's talking to his grandpa. Here we go.
I hear you turned 80 today.
Is that what you heard?
Yeah. Man, that's really old.
Yeah. You should meet my father.
Your father's still alive?
No, but you should meet him.
That's awesome.
That's the kind of humor I like.
Henry Fonda was incredible in that movie. He was mean, crotchety. He had just mad. Oh, by the way, this in from John with the text. He says, with all the emoting on the show today, is this a very special Rush to Reason? I think he's right.
I think he is.
And here comes one, Weekend at Bernie's. We already had that. And Last Vegas with De Niro.
Last Vegas? I don't know that one.
I did not see that one. Did you see that? No.
How did Charlie? I not see a De Niro movie?
Four old guys taking their last trip together.
I did not know that's what it was
called. Since I'm still young and in the prime of my life, I wouldn't relate.
Yeah. You got to quit picking these old movies, otherwise we can't make fun of your picks.
Because you just sit there looking confused. You want to make fun of it.
Yes.
But you have no idea if that was actually a movie.
I vaguely remember seeing Las Vegas. I don't know if I saw the whole thing. I think it was on TV, though. I think it's about a couple of guys that aren't they, Charlie, like dying or something? And they're doing bucket list. Is it Danny Glover? Is Danny Glover in that movie?
I thought he might have been. I can't remember.
I think I vaguely remember that one.
You know, I have to confess something to you two.
Uh-oh.
All the movies I've said, I actually made up.
You made up?
Yeah.
I was just going to mention.
Those weren't actual movies.
So here's a movie from, pre-1990, and you can say anything, and I'd believe it.
I can
say
anything, exactly.
Yes. Yeah, well.
Yeah, this movie is called The Big Red Button. It's about an old man who goes on a plane to Tibet,
Christmas.
And he discovers himself after fighting a grizzly bear. It's like, okay, sure, sounds like a good movie.
Well, Christmas with the Dinosaurs.
It actually sounds like a Leonardo DiCaprio movie, in fact.
Enjoy Christmas with the Dinosaurs as they stumble and bumble their ways into your heart. Okay, Luke Cashman, you are up.
All right. This one is going to be a touch of a stretch, I think, maybe. Pixar's Up.
No, nope. That's one of mine.
Okay, excellent.
That was a good movie.
Yes.
That's a good one. Pixar knocks it out of the park just about every time.
What was your favorite character in that? The dog or?
I like the old man.
The old man.
I have a soft spot for just grumpy old dudes who hate everything.
I loved how they showed him aging from a kid all the way to what he was at the beginning.
What is it? The first 30 minutes of that movie is the most heartbreaking thing.
That's my only thing with the movie. And again, I'm a weirdo when it comes to movie, and I want to leave there happy. That's why I don't do a lot of horror movies or the emotional ones. I want to be not happy.
You don't watch
happy
a lot of
happy
horror
is
movies?
An emotion. Happy is an emotion. The ones that are like sad and somber and all that sort of stuff, I'm not a fan of those. I like the action or the funny part, but I'm with you on the Up. The first part was kind of like, man, this is rough.
It was brutal.
And then the dog came into play, and he had his talking collar and talked about the squirrels, and I think I say that every day of my life.
There's a big bird.
What's going on right now? Squirrel!
What you keep imagining.
Yes. Yes, this is true. The chipmunks in my house.
No, chipmunks the chipmunks who are singing Christmas music.
Yes.
In Walt's head.
Yes.
All right, well, speaking of that, let's talk about what's in Walt's head. What's your next movie?
I got a list here, and I'm going to pick off of this list another
vacation movie, I hope.
Well, it's a vacation movie, but I've already used Adam Sandler movies a couple times, and so I want to go away from that. Couples Retreat. You ever see Couples Retreat?
I did not see it. Who was in that?
You did not see Couples Retreat?
No, I don't see it.
With Vince Vaughn and who's the Frozen girl? The voice from Frozen, super, super famous.
Oh. Yeah.
But Couples Retreat is about three different groups of people. And so Vince Vaughn's in the movie, Jason Bateman, John Favreau's in the movie, Kristen Bell. Gee whiz, Kristen Bell. That's who I was thinking of. Are all in the movie, and they're three different couples, and they go on a couples retreat to get counseling, interesting enough. And so that they can, work on their marriages, so on and so forth. And basically it just turns into an absolute thing of hilarity where each couple, they end up playing the Guitar Hero video game in order to find information to get to back where their wives are and stuff like
this
that.
This is a topical movie.
Is this one
you
would
too.
Recommend for our listeners?
Couples Retreat.
Rent this thing?
I think Couples Retreat. It's like a PG-13 movie.
Okay.
But it's I think it's funny. I really do. So I would definitely recommend it.
Okay. Yes, I can watch newer movies. I'm actually capable. I know you didn't
Are you
think
sure?
I could do it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, you stole it. You stole it.
I did this to you. Let me play a clip from this. This is where Spider-Man meets Tony Stark, and they're in his bedroom talking, and Stark has actually cornered him on his identity.
So, you're the Spider-ling, crime-fighting spider. You're Spider-Boy?
Spider-Man.
Not in that onesie, you're not.
It's not a onesie.
Anyway, I just kind of like that.
No,
it was a good movie throughout. There's a lot more I could play, but it kind of drags on through that scene.
Yeah,
that was a surprisingly funny Spider-Man movie. It was the funniest Spider-Man movie since the early ones.
I agree. It was the funniest. I wouldn't call it the best.
No.
But it was the funniest.
It was not.
What is the best?
The first original live-action Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
That
was classic.
Yeah. Incredible. It's like it's not comic book Spider-Man. Right, that's what everyone's critique about it. Ah, Spider-Man's supposed to be a funny character. But I feel like Tobey Maguire did a good job portraying what it would actually be like to, you know, be stuck between superhero and real life stuff. And I feel like the newer Spider-Man's is like, wouldn't it be funny if goofy thing happened? It's like, sure. Yeah. I guess what are we saying though? What's the
new Spider-Man though, I didn't like what it did with some of the other characters. They didn't look at all like in the cartoons. Yeah. It was trying to be so multicultural, which is fine, but it just they took it to a point where it just didn't look right. And, you know, so there you go. Okay, Luke, you are up next.
All right. Let's see here. Mr. Bean Holiday.
Mr. Bean.
I did not see it.
I didn't see it either, but that guy's hilarious.
Vaguely seeing it.
What's his name
childhood.
Again, the actor?
Great question. You're asking the wrong person. I don't know any actors' names.
Oh, he's the same guy. He did Blackadder. Did you ever see the Blackadder
series?
No,
I can't say that I have.
It's Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah, Rowan Atkinson.
Yep.
Hilarious.
He's a funny dude. And who would have thought that a guy could walk around just being completely...
It's another one of those movies where you just turn your brain off.
Yes.
You just sit back and you just watch and you laugh mindlessly.
Didn't he do like some kind of secret agent movie?
Yeah, yes, he did. What was his secret agent movie? He also did, I was thinking of Rat Race. Did you ever see Rat Race?
Yeah.
Where, isn't he in that? Isn't he the guy that, I'm going to win, I'm going
I
to
think,
win.
Yeah, I think he is
going to
in
win
that.
The money, win the money, win the money.
Okay, you're up next, Walt. You're up next.
Back to vacation movies. I'm going to select off of my list, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. You remember that movie? With Jason Segel, Mila Kunis.
I saw it, but it's been so long ago.
Kristen Bell. It's 2008 when that one came out.
Yeah, I know, but that's, you know.
2008 was a long time ago.
13 years ago.
Pretty funny movie. It's, you know, it's basically about Kristen Bell and Jason Segel together. They break up. They end up going to Hawaii. They both end up in Hawaii. Jason Segel falls in love with Mila Kunis. Kristen Bell tries to get him back. Doesn't work out. He ends up staying with Mila Kunis, but really funny movie.
Okay.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Tell you what, let's reel through a few. Let's go one quick round, and then we'll go to break. Sound good?
Let's do it.
Okay, Die Hard. Come on, man. He's coming and visiting her. He's taking a vacation. Okay. He's on vacation.
I would have never got that, but I love you for choosing that.
Yeah, he's on vacation from, come up to the coast. We'll have a few laughs. Remember that when he's crawling through the,
Yep. Sure.
Okay,
I like
Die Hard.
I
You're
like
up, Luke.
It. Well done.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, yeah.
He took my next one.
Did he?
Gotcha.
I like it.
How could you do that to this fine man?
Because I haven't seen many vacation movies.
He's already feeling bad about his age, and now you got to take his next movie that he was going to do.
There's a lot of empty space up here. It doesn't fill up with much stuff. So when you take a certain thing out of it, it doesn't leave much behind.
It's so much easier for me because I'm making up most of my movies. So.
There you go.
Well, okay.
Easy for you.
I think that I'll just go with it. Nothing?
With what?
I'll just go with it.
Hot Tub Time Machine?
I'll just go with it.
That's the name of the movie.
Just Go With It.
Ah, gotcha.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Just Go With It?
No.
With Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston.
Huh? Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
You know why?
Because
I love Adam Sandler, but it got to a point where his movies were getting less and less funny.
He just makes money.
No, you need to watch that one. It's again, one of those ones you can watch over and over again, and I think it's pretty funny. Basically, what it is Adam Sandler. What's her name? I forget what her. He's a plastic surgeon in the movie. Jennifer Aniston is his assistant. He falls in love with this super hot girl, but he makes up a fake family for her. He tells her that he, you know, has an ex-wife and so on and so forth. Anyway, she believes and wants to meet his family before they move forward, and he makes up this fake family using Jennifer Aniston's kids and Jennifer Aniston is his crazy ex-wife. He ends up taking them all to Hawaii for a family vacation, and it gets really funny.
Well, I like Jennifer Aniston. Who's your favorite girl from Friends?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I haven't seen Friends.
She was the cutest.
What?
Yeah, I'm not my kind of show.
Not your kind of show.
Nobody dies.
Are you not a human?
Nobody dies in the woods in Friends.
Unbelievable.
Luke can't even relate to a movie where no one dies in the woods.
The psychological breakdown of a man? If the answer is no, I don't want to watch it.
Oh my goodness gracious.
You see the psychological breakdown of a man every episode on Friends.
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
With Ross, every episode, a character named Ross, he breaks up or loses his mind over Jennifer Aniston, which
you did too.
I guess that's close enough.
Your wife's not listening, be honest.
You must watch this.
I must.
Have you lost your mind? What are your TV series?
What do you watch on?
Yeah, what do you watch?
I don't watch a whole lot of TV because not a whole lot of TV is interesting to me. Like, just off the top of my head, Breaking Bad, all-time favorite.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Better Call Saul, the branch off of Breaking Bad, also good. Game of Thrones, before the last two seasons.
And you know what? All of these do have some, at some point, death in the woods.
Don't you?
That's true. Yeah.
Don't you want any mindless happiness? For a TV show, you don't know How I Met Your Mother, no Friends, no
Family Guy,
not my cup of tea.
Interesting.
My cup of tea. Okay, when I watch a movie or a TV show.
We now have a fourth person who needs counseling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are now part of the group.
Yeah. Welcome.
For not watching Friends,
you must watch at least one episode of Friends.
When we return, Luke finds himself.
Pick one out of season five.
Okay.
Best First, season.
Guys, let's take a break. We'll come back and hit some more movies.
Unbelievable.
Be nice. Okay. Next up, Barber's Foods. Guys, have you ever noticed how steaks taste better at restaurants than at home? They really do.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Why is that? Aging and treatment. Unlike the stuff you get at the store, that restaurant's meat has been handled a lot like Barber's Foods handles theirs. But restaurant, let's face it, they're getting pricier than ever. Have you noticed that with COVID?
Yep.
They're expensive.
Well, they can only have 10 people in the restaurant at a time.
Oh, my gosh. So to cut out the middleman, call or text Barbers at 303-466-7338, or you can order online at barbersfoods.com. Barbers Foods, treat yourself to meat that's been treated right.
For those select few who still care about how the animals were raised and cared for, BarbersFoods.com is perhaps the last place in Colorado you can go to buy air-chilled chicken, locally raised beef and bison, premium Duroc pork, and wild-caught salmon that are all sourced from families that they know personally. Let's face it, some things in life are gone and never likely to ever come back. Like houses in Denver that cost less than $100,000, or knowing your neighbor well enough to borrow a cup of sugar. But thanks to Barber's Foods, you can still know where your food comes from. Go to barbersfoods.com and click on April Specials at the top of the page to find ground beef and air-chilled chicken breast on sale. And for Mother's Day on May 9th, they have Mom's Favorite Beef Filet Tenderloins on sale. Some things are long gone, but you can still buy your meats from a local Colorado-owned family business. Barbersfoods.com, connecting you to your food since 1949.
All right, a good shot. Bad weather keeps coming, and no matter how well you drive, the other driver, let's face it, they don't drive so well in the bad weather, especially here in Denver. So in case of an accident, have this number handy, 720-541-7697. Remember, you control where your car goes, not the insurance company. Call a good shop at 720-541-7697. Bad accident, you need a good shop.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jody said, called these folks up to see about getting some equipment to help with an off-site meeting. What a surprise. It is so rare these days when someone exceeds your every expectation, but BES sure did. While the item I needed wasn't something they normally deal in, they called around, found a solution, and then called me back. Then, when we were talking through the pricing, they said, you know what, pay it forward. We've got you on this one. If you are looking for a business that tries hard for their customers and still believes in old-fashioned business values, you needn't shop further. This is it. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, who is probably racing back to the studio as fast as he can. I'm here with Walt McLean and Luke Cashman. We are doing movies about vacations. Oh, here we go.
This is the most important song.
Luke,
to
listen to this and learn.
All right.
This is your counseling.
This is your counseling. All you got to do is listen to this song and you become happy.
Just the whole song?
Just the whole.
If it's any consolation, I did watch the first three seasons of The Office.
Oh, see, okay, well, now you're talking.
That's redemption.
Now you're talking.
What do you think? Is he back in the club?
You're moving up. You're moving up. One episode of Friends. That is your homework.
Okay. Let's go to the next movie. I'm going to go back to another old one, and it is called 6 Days and Seven Nights.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford and Anne Heche. And I'm going to play a 40-second clip here, mainly Anne Heche. She's funny. I just like her.
Whoa!
What? 1 second, really quick. They're stranded on a desert island. Their plane went down, and it's wrecked.
And Harrison Ford's the pilot.
Yes, Harrison Ford is the pilot. Here we go again.
Whoa! What happened?
It crumpled the landing gear when we hit.
Well, are you gonna fix it? I mean, can't we reattach it somehow?
Oh, sure. We'll, like, glue it back on. How's that?
Aren't you one of those guys?
What guys?
Those guys, you know, those guys with skills.
Skills?
Yeah. You send them out into the wilderness with a pocket knife and a Q-tip and they build you a shopping mall. You can't do that?
No, I can't do that. But I can do this. Does that help?
Oh, I can just picture Harrison Ford's face in that clip right now of the sarcasm that he has. It's
he was
so
miserable.
Good.
Okay, guys, we got just a few minutes here. Let's race. Luke, you're up.
All right, the live-action Scooby-Doo movie, Skull Island.
Ruby-Ruby-Doo.
There we go.
Skull Island, there you go. That is new.
Skull Island. I don't think I've ever seen Skull Island. Next movie for me, Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
Oh, yeah. Classic. Absolutely classic. How about this one? Night and Day with Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz.
Is that a vacation movie? I guess it is. Isn't
it? Yeah.
She goes on vacation. She gets kidnapped. Yeah.
And then
That's actually a funny one. That's
go ahead, Luke.
The Muppets.
The Muppets.
Yes.
Which
a vacation movie.
Well done.
But I always get in trouble from Walt when I mention the Muppets.
Really?
It doesn't go well for me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're next.
It's kind of a vacation, but not at the same point in time. Heavyweights? You just know Heavyweights with Ben Stiller? It's the fat kid camp, so it's a vacation for the kids. They send them to fat camp, and Ben Stiller is like this crazed trainer for the kids.
Okay.
Hilarious movie.
This next one is a good one. Next one is a vacation movie, but he had a purpose, and that is Coming to America.
Oh.
Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Nice.
Hilarious, one of the greatest performances ever. Are you out?
I'm out.
Okay.
It's just you two.
We're going back and forth, man.
Back and forth.
Let's do it.
A creepy vacation movie, Jaws.
It's
a vacation movie because everybody's going to the beach.
Yeah, but their vacations keep
getting... You're just not coming back from the beach.
They keep getting cut short.
Your fishing trips, cut off. Or you get eaten by the fish.
Okay, well, let's do another shark one. 47 meters down. Did you see that?
No, I don't know that one.
Yeah, you got two girls, best friends, and they decide to go, and they're going to be taken in a cage down to where they can watch the sharks. Problem is, it gets snapped and they get stranded down 47 meters, about 150 feet, with sharks all around them in the dark water.
Ooh. That is the truest form of horror.
That's
by the way, it was pretty good. Pretty good. Go ahead.
I can play off that. Into the Deep. You remember that one? Paul Walker, Jessica Alba. That's a good movie. The Treasure Hunting Pirates.
Very cool.
Very good one.
Okay. How about this one? Karate Kid 2. Yes.
Are we talking about with Daniel Russo?
They go back over to Miyagi's home island.
Oh, okay. I do remember that.
It was pretty good.
Well done. Yeah, okay. Was good.
Go ahead.
RV, Robin Williams.
Yep.
You got to have that one on there.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, how about this one? Lost in America. Did you ever see that?
No, I never saw that one.
Yeah, guy. He and his wife are lost in America. They go to Vegas, lose everything, and try to get their lives back. Go ahead.
Huh. Interesting. Blended, another Adam Sandler movie. Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore.
I do not know that one.
Oh, it's a pretty. It's another little funny one. Basically, Adam Sandler has a family. Drew Barrymore has a family, and they both end up on vacations because they get gifts from their boss. Happen to end up on the same vacation. They actually hate each other but fall in love.
Wow. Okay. How about this one? What about Bob?
What about Bob? I don't know. What about Bob?
Oh, Bill Murray. It's a comedy. Okay, I won't school you on it. Go ahead. Got 30 seconds. Got a rant.
Is Indiana Jones a vacation movie?
Close enough.
No, because he's doing it on. He's not on vacation.
What do you tell? He goes on vacation.
He's traveling,
and then he finds stuff, doesn't he?
I gotta be harsh here.
Unbelievable.
What about Dirty Rotten Scoundrels? They scam people who are on vacation.
There you go.
Okay. Does that count?
Close enough.
Did you ever see Brady Bunch 2?
Brady Bunch 2. Yes.
There's a second one.
Yeah, they're in Hawaii.
Last one. Hotel Transylvania.
Okay.
Oh, Hotel Transylvania. Gross.
Excellent. No, that's a great example. I enjoyed that. All right. Thanks, guys. That'll do it for hour number two. In the next hour, we're going to keep talking about Colorado schools requiring vaccines. I also have a movie review coming up in the next hour, Mortal Kombat. But first of all, you got to get a vaccine and return to class. We'll talk about that, too. Until then, keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Walt McLean, thanks for joining.
Thanks so much for having me, y'all. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye.